Hornbills are a family of birds that live in Asia and Africa. They can be black or gray and range in size from 1 to 3 feet. One thing nearly every member of the hornbill family has in common, though, is a peculiar nesting behavior that's unique in the animal kingdom. Carolyn Beeler reports.
A preening pair of rhinoceros hornbills are the first thing you see when you walk into the McNeil Avian Center at the Philadelphia Zoo.
That's Bob, the male there, and that's Nancy, the female. She's a little bit smaller than he is. My name is Dr. Aliza Baltz, and I'm the curator of birds.
The pair is sitting on a vine that's bowing under their weight. The male's at least 4 feet tall. Both are mostly black with white legs and striped tails that flash when they fly. Their beaks are huge. They look kind of like toucans. They're orange and yellow, but they have an extra horn-like piece that gives the species its name. It looks almost like another half beak perched on top of the regular one.
Yeah, it's called a casque. Looks like a really heavy structure, but it's actually hollow, so it's fairly lightweight. They think it helps to amplify the sound, that call you were just hearing. That call can carry up to several kilometers away, so even if they're in really dense forests and they can't see their partner, they can still hear them. They can call to each other.
In the wild, they build their homes in holes in trees. But the craziest thing about hornbills is what happens around mating time.
The female actually goes into the nest when she's ready to lay eggs, and she muds herself in. She seals herself basically into the nest.
She leaves a tiny opening the size of her mate's beak.
And he feeds her throughout the whole course of when she's incubating the eggs and rearing the chicks.
All day, every day, the male flies around looking for food and bringing it back to the nest. The female rhinoceros hornbill stays in those cramped quarters for about a month and a half. And while she's in there, she molts her wing and tail feathers all at once, leaving her completely dependent on her mate.
If something happens to him, she's out of luck too, because she no longer has her flight feathers. So if she comes out of the nest, she's pretty vulnerable. She can't really fly away from predators, and it's difficult for her to, you know, access food.
So here's my question. Is this a case of ultimate paternal devotion or of an overly jealous husband? Early biologists thought it was jealousy. In the 1800s, a famous British naturalist wrote that the male imprisoned the female in a kind of tower of purity. By the 1930s, a paper noted correctly that it's actually the female who builds most of the seal, and she's, quote, not in any way compelled by the male to shut herself in. Still, the question of who has the upper hand in hornbill relationships and why they build these nest seals, it's a source of debate. Mark Stanback, a biologist at Davidson College in North Carolina, says while most birds have long been thought of as monogamous, recent DNA testing of their chicks has proven they're actually not.
We now know that in most cases, female birds are happy to cheat on their spouses to get higher quality genes for their offspring.
The hornbill female can store sperm in her body for up to a month. So even though she's sequestered during egg laying, she could still cheat beforehand. So Stanback developed a theory. The sealed nest wasn't so much a chastity belt as an implicit threat for the female from the male.
I put a spell on you.
You get knocked up by someone else before you enter the nest, he says. I stop feeding you and the chicks.
Because you're mine.
But while researching hornbills in Namibia, Stanback realized females would never molt their flight feathers if there was a chance they'd be abandoned. So he sees the nest sealing not as a way to keep the females in, but as a way to keep everyone else out.
The sealing of the female into the nest, I think, is predator-driven. By having this closed-up hole with just a small gap in it, it makes the female and the eggs and chicks much safer from predators.
Now that's the predominant theory, but there is at least one other. Margaret Kennard wrote a 2007 book on Asian hornbills. Now she's the executive director of the Impala Research Center in northern Kenya, where I reached her on Skype.
I'm actually sitting in my house right now where the broadband internet is better than at my office. And I'm looking out onto my salt lick where there is a reticulated giraffe licking salt.
When Kennard started her hornbill research, she, like Stanback, thought the birds were sealing their nests against predators.
But where I studied, there were very, very few predators. And so we started thinking about different things that it might be.
The theory she landed on, maybe the seal is the female's way to keep the male faithful.
So if the female seals herself in and the male has to provide all of the food for both himself and her growing chicks, he's not going to have time to provision another nest.
If the female were feeding the babies, her mate would have time to fool around.
But in this case, he's going to lose his entire reproductive investment if he doesn't keep on feeding, because she has said, hey, man, deliver me the bonbons because I'm sitting in here all closed up.
Kennard's theory has been criticized for downplaying the predator factor, but she stands behind it.
When you read some of the literature, mainly the popular literature, the old literature on, oh, the male hornbill does the equivalent of putting a chastity belt on the female hornbill. How is what I'm saying any more extreme? It's just what we're used to hearing. The male is always in control.
However this nest-sealing behavior developed, hornbills have evolved into an unusually monogamous species. On his research in Namibia, Mark Stanback tested the paternity of 135 hornbill chicks.
So it was 100%. There were no mismatched babies in the analyses we did.
Does this faithfulness and lifetime monogamy sort of warm your heart, or no, because they're birds?
No, I would say it warms my heart. In many ways, because we now recognize that conflict is such a big part of animal behavior and the battle of the sexes, we sometimes overlook the importance of cooperation in enhancing individual organisms' personal fitness.
In other words, sometimes faithfulness does pay off. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott.